I've got a guy who's always late. Anytime we have a date, but I love him. Oh yes, I love him. I'm gonna walk right up to his gate and see if I can get him straight, 'cause I want him. Yes, I'm gonna ask him, oh, is you, is, or is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. Yeah, you have always been my baby, baby. Seems like the flame in your heart has worn out. Well, a fellow is a creature who has always been strange. Just when you think you're his, he's gone and made a change. So baby, found someone new. Oh, is my baby still my baby too? Just when you think you're his, he's gone and made a change. Oh, is you, is, or is you ain't my baby? Yeah, is my baby found somebody new? Yeah, is my baby too?
Twyla Birdsong here on Current States, along with her accompanist Paul Ojibwe on the piano and Brian Lang on tenor saxophone. Twyla will be performing tonight at the Nightingales fundraiser, an intimate evening with Lansing's Ladies of Jazz, 7 o'clock at the Avenue Cafe, and all of the proceeds raised from tonight's event will go to benefit the East Lansing Summer Solstice Jazz Festival. You guys sound great. Twyla, welcome.
You. Thank you so much for having us here.
You're from the Lansing area originally?
Yes. I'm a transplant here. I was born in Michigan City, Indiana, but I've been here since I was 6 years old, so Lansing is my home indeed.
And how far back do you and jazz and blues go?
Well, I grew up singing gospel in the church. My mom, she was the guitar player for the church and minister. So when I started doing blues about 13 years ago, she had her eyebrows up for a minute. But now she's one of my biggest supporters.
She'd prefer you stick with gospel?
She
is that
did.
It? But
she
she's
did.
A guitar player.
Right?
She kind of let herself go there.
Right? Yep. But no, she's all right with it now. She sees how they can go hand in hand. It's all a ministry, right? Music is a ministry.
Tell us about the Hoopties. Who are the Hoopties, and how did you get involved?
I've been with the Hoopties. That's my main band. We do like a collective genres of music. But I've been with them for about 3 years, and we did a CD about 2 years ago, and we won the Capital Area Blues Society Challenge, and we went down to Memphis together. So those are my brothers.
And now, Brian Lang, let's talk with you. You're a part of this collaborative, this network of musicians?
Yeah, you know, Lansing is replete with musicians. In every genre, there's a lot of cross-pollination. People play with different bands, and there's a lot of great things going on. And consequently, I met Twyla through all that. And we've done several projects together and are actually looking forward to doing one next month as well.
Okay. Paul Ojibwe, tell us about yourself. How long have you been playing in the Lansing area?
Oh, gee, I'm a homegrown Lansing boy, so I've been around here for playing in clubs for about 35 years or more.
Okay.
You know, traveling about.
We'll remind everybody that Twyla will be performing again tonight, 7 p.m. at the Avenue Cafe. This is a fundraiser for the Summer Solstice Jazz Festival. You got some great people you're going to be playing with here, Twyla.
Yeah.
Betty Baxter, Betty Joplin, Sarita Narula, Mardra Thomas, Ursula Walker, all accompanied by the Reggie Thomas Trio. You're performing, though, this summer as well at this Summer Solstice Jazz Festival?
Well, that's the rumor. You know how
they got you for the fundraiser. They're probably wise to let you play at the actual event.
Yeah, I've got my toe in there, and I've got my request, and they said so, but we'll see. I hope so.
You're currently working on a CD, correct?
I am. I've been working on a CD, my personal project, for a year, and I didn't realize how much that entailed, but and luckily, Brian and his wife, they included me on a project that's going to be next month that's going to be a live recording CD.
And this is what Brian just referred to a second ago. Okay.
Yeah.
And where is that going to be?
That's going to be at
the
Marquee.
That's a performance? You're recording a performance?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And live audience is going to have Jim Alfredson, Sean Dobbins, and Derek Gardner, myself and Brian Lang, and we'll be at the Marquee down in Old Town.
Very interesting. We're looking for a crowd for that, I take it. We'll need people to applaud at the end of each track, right?
That's right.
That's the idea.
They can go to tryjazz.com and get more information if they like.
Okay. Now, are you two, Paul and Brian, are you a part of the recording process with Twyla on her project?
Actually, no.
Or is this is a, yeah.
This is a fledgling stages of a new relationship in music.
Okay.
Twyla and I have just gotten familiar with each other. I'm going to try to get her to come out and sit in with me on my gig at Capital Prime.
No problem. I love to.
Yeah, it's a wonderful restaurant out there. I'm trying to get her to come out and sing. Maybe Brian bring his horn out to Capital Prime.
There's a real spontaneity to this crowd, I'll tell you.
We're very fluid.
Did you write, have you written the material that you're putting together for your CD, Twyla?
Yes.
Or you're doing standards or what?
No, I'm doing all the writing, and that's probably why it's taken so long, because I've had to do a lot of coordinating with other musicians for my personal CD. But it's the music is very kumbaya, let's come together and let's just have a great life type. Even though I'm a blues singer, I still believe that we can all make things work, right?
What other styles of music are you interested in? Is blues and jazz really the focus for you? But you say you got roots in gospel.
Right. Well, actually, blues is my love. But yeah, my roots are gospel. So you'll hear that in everything that I do. I like the old standards in the jazz, and that's what we'll be doing next month, a lot of the old standards, nothing new. We'll just be showing, it's called Try Jazz, Jazz is Blue, so it's showing people how there's similarities in all the music, and sometimes people are apprehensive about going into jazz or listening to jazz, thinking that it's not relatable to them. So it's just a little conversation between myself, the band, and the audience to let them know that music is fluid. Just like we're doing all these collaborations together, music is fluid, and there's no reason to leave one genre over here and pick up another one. Music, it brings everybody together.
Well, we want to thank you for really adding something really special to our show here today. We're going to hear from you again here in just a few minutes from Twyla and Paul and Brian. And again, Twyla will be performing tonight as part of a fundraiser for the East Lansing Summer Solstice Jazz Festival at the Avenue Cafe in Lansing. So you guys stand by while we take care of some other business, and we'll hear from you again in a few minutes.
Thanks, Mark.